development, the karate stadium in Gatundu South, is on track to be completed by the end of this month, at a cost of ₱260 million. The construction that began in 2017 had stalled for over 6 years. Speaking during a site visit, the project manager Mr. Chege Gitau informed the press that they were in the final stages of roofing the podium and adding finishing touches to additional facilities with a seating capacity of 4,000. The venue is nearly complete. He revealed that the changing rooms, lavatories, and offices were nearing completion and would be ready on time for the Moses Kuria Cup tournament finals slated for June 22, 2024. We are putting in extra effort to ensure that all tasks are completed on schedule, just in time for the Moses Kuria Cup tournament next week. Gitau stated, he revealed that the completion of the stadium would provide a much-needed boost to the youth who have long struggled with inadequate sporting facilities. A majority of youth in the area are idle and have resorted to petty crimes and drug abuse, which is quite unfortunate. We believe that the stadium will accord them a place to focus their energies on sporting activities that will be beneficial for them mentally and physically, ultimately benefit the whole society at large. He explained, Francis Wachira, an engineer working on the project, confirmed that water and electricity had already been installed. He disclosed that since the project resumed in January this year, it had been providing employment opportunities for numerous residents, with a particular focus on the youth, stating that the project currently employs at least 100 young individuals on a daily basis. Margaret Wanja, a resident of the area, expressed hope that the stadium would be a game changer in helping to steer young people away from harmful substances such as illicit liquor and drugs. We are concerned about the future of our children as many are involved in illegal activities such as brewing of illicit alcohol, drugs, and petty crimes. But now, we are optimistic about their future thanks to this important facility. She stated, John Wangi, a local contracted as a laborer on the project, described it as a transformative experience, emphasizing that the facility would be crucial for refining and cultivating skills and talents. Individuals with skills in various sports will have a valuable chance to hone their talents, allowing them to eventually use them to earn a substantial income. Said Mwangi.